Himansi, what's your favorite food item?
Let me think. That's quite tough. There's so many choices.
Momos.
Stop, I can't even look at momos right now.
Oh god, why?
We broke up.
What?
It wasn't working out, man. When you know something isn't good for you.
Yeah.
So it's over between momos and me.
Such a big fat lie.
Not as big as the momos I ate.
Mansi and momos are literally inseparable.
I know, but I got sick of it, and quite literally actually. Yeah. But for real, I think my favorite food has always been pizza. Hmm. And now that I've answered your question, stop badgering me and stop pulling my leg. Okay. And tell me what's your favorite dish.
Extra cheese white sauce pasta.
Oh my.
Man, cheese is just so irresistible.
I know, right?
But you know what's sad? Mm-hmm. None of us actually said mooli ka paratha or, you know, karela ka juice.
Ew.
Or okay. Any other healthy item.
Yeah, I think also, I don't know anyone who likes karele ka juice. Hmm. Like, 1 out of 20 people might really like karela. Although, don't quote me on these stats.
Seems like a decent ballpark. Mm-hmm. But the big question is, have we all become slaves to junk food?
Much to our parents' annoyance, I think we have.
Hey, but you know what? When I was a kid, I used to love karela.
Okay, so you are that one kid out of 20 used to love eating karela, all right?
Yeah. But I'm serious. You know, there had been numerous instances when I used to ask my mom to buy karela from the grocery guy.
Why?
And both of them used to get stumped and mildly impressed as to how can a kid demand karela.
Obviously, I mean, you were like that model kid. Remember those Adarsh Balak posters?
Oh yes, I do.
You were one of them.
But not that I don't eat veggies now, but at that time they used to be my babe. And I used to, you know, detest eating junk food like samosas or patties.
Oh, how the tables have turned.
Certainly.
No, but for real, I think I remember for my birthdays, my mom used to always ask me like, what do I want as a special treat? Hmm. And I would always demand for those sauteed green vegetables.
Oh.
Like, you know, methi or palak. So that made my mom's life easier.
See, Adarsh Balak again. But how did we change from the Adarsh Balak to, you know, junk food addicts?
I don't know. I think it started in college and sort of increased after, at least for me, after I started earning.
Right.
You know, like financial independence of some sort coupled with that unhealthy addiction to street and junk food.
Right.
Yeah, that is the combination that helped.
Yeah. Also in college, you know, we would go for cheaper options since all of us were on a shoestring budget.
Right, yeah.
And that wasn't always healthy.
Never. The corner shop near every college is every student's best friend.
Right, true.
And now that we have joined the corporate life, I think the Pani Puri stall owner has been replaced by our vending machine.
Yeah, our frenemy.
Obviously. I mean, there have been times where I've unnecessarily binged on chips while in office.
Yeah, I've been that partner of yours in this crime. And apart from human distractions, now we have food distractions.
Absolutely, yes. And also, since there are so many choices now, it all comes down to, you know, self-control.
Hmm.
And I have none of it when it comes to food.
Right.
Only off late, I'm differing like eating junk food and street food after I was hospitalized with typhoid.
Yeah.
Of course, now I don't have a choice. Hmm. I mean, now it's more about consciously choosing what to eat and how it is affecting me rather than mindlessly binging on chips and stuff.
True.
And I do feel that change now. Like, I haven't had bread or gluten in the past 20-25 days.
Oh boy.
And I definitely feel better. Mm. Like, I feel less bloated.
Mm. True that. In my case, I do eat junk, but that intake happens to be in limits.
Right.
Because, you know, my mom, I really want to thank her for that. Because she brings out creativity in her, trying out numerous things and making even a boring dish interesting.
I agree.
And not just interesting, it is even healthy.
Right.
So, yeah.
I just love her tiffins. Thank you, auntie.
Thanks, mom.
I mean, definitely, our moms definitely cook delicious food. Yeah. No doubt on that. But I feel eating healthy requires effort.
True.
It is a mind's game.
Hmm.
I'm not sure if you could relate with this, but sometimes it just happens like I'm craving for something tasty, but I'm actually not hungry.
Right, right.
So obviously I end up eating more than the required portions and then end up going down this guilt trip when I realize that, okay, that binge wasn't necessary.
Yeah. And you know, then we decide on not to continue the same thing to avoid or reduce eating junk.
Right.
But again, we're back to square one.
Yeah, man. It's like a vicious cycle.
Yes, totally. And have you witnessed something like this?
Like what?
Like you're already full, but when mom asks whether you want to have anything for dinner,
right,
and the answer sort of depends on what is in store instead of how hungry you are.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like when you know if there's something going to be interesting in that
or something tasty that you love.
You know, I am like, give me dinner already with extra portions. As opposed to when it is normal dal and rice,
right,
you would not really eat that much.
That is so true. That is so true. I feel like even I am governed by my taste buds and the actual nutritional value which is there.
Right.
Which is why I also used to like order food on the weekends like all the time.
Okay.
My mom used to be super pissed.
Yeah.
By the way, Nidhi, have I told you this? I have finally uninstalled the Swiggy app for the third and the final time.
Yeah, you told me about this.
I mean, damn, these apps are marketed so well.
Yeah, yeah.
My phone is always chiming during lunchtime with all of these offers and discounts.
Right.
And it's hard not to ignore them.
True.
Like after deleting the app for the first time, I hadn't ordered like for a month or two. Okay. And they sent me an email.
Wow.
It was super cheesy, pun intended. Let me just read it out to you. Okay, so it goes like, Dear Mansi, times where we haven't seen each other for days or weeks, but who are we kidding? We both know I'm always on your mind.
Aww.
Who else would travel 3 times in the last month to be with you? So tell me, Mansi, are we on the same plate? Does your stomach still pang for me like it did the first time? Let me know over dinner tonight. Yours truly, cream of mushroom soup.
Aww.
I used to order this dish a lot. It's my favorite dish. Mm-hmm. So they send me an email.
This was very cheesy.
I know, right?
And you know, even I get these messages like, your pizza is waiting and we are already missing you. But yeah, these lucrative offers and discounts, they're already ready to play their games.
I know, right? And also the human mind is so fickle.
Yeah.
Like how easily can it be tricked by these psychological marketing gimmicks?
Talking about psychology, even mental health is something that I think in today's era is of equal importance. What do you think?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think it's like sometimes someone can be perfectly fit on paper.
Right.
Like, but also who are these people? But no, seriously, like if you're, even if you're physically fit, I think if you're struggling with having that peace of mind,
right,
it is equally detrimental to your health.
Right, right, right. A healthy mind is a healthy body.
Definitely, I agree. Also, I feel like mental health is something, it is so vast that I feel like we can do an entire episode about it. What do you think?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we could. Guys, do let us know if you would want us to speak on this topic.
Definitely, yeah. And also, Nidhi, we are in the IT industry, you know? Like, considering all other desk jobs as well, IT industry is notoriously known where employees have very high stress levels and a very sedentary lifestyle.
Yeah.
I mean, half the people I know have back pains or frozen shoulders, including me. And trust me, ibuprofen is not your best friend, no matter how well it is marketed.
Right, right.
And also, can we talk about, like, the energy drain? You know, sometimes I feel like I'm a 20-something trapped in a 40-year-old body.
Yeah, man. We are certainly living a sedentary lifestyle. You know, I had this flat tummy and now when I see it, it has become spherical. And that is very depressing. Not just tummy. I just feel so lethargic at times, even though I haven't done anything, any intensive work.
Right, right.
But I think, you know, this needs to be stopped somewhere and, you know, we need to make some change about this.
Yeah, but it's easier said than done, right?
Yeah, yeah. But we need to carve out some time to take care of ourselves. And of course, it wouldn't be easy.
Oh, of course not. Like, after years of procrastinating and bad eating habits and very less exercise, I don't think any of us should expect quick changes.
So true.
But it needs to be done.
Right.
Like, you need to stop giving excuses to come out.
Yeah, and to, you know, you should take some time out for gymming, exercise or yoga, whatever floats your boat.
Exactly, yeah.
Also, Mansi, there was this awesome post. Let me just read it out.
Yeah, sure.
Your diet is not only what you eat, it is what you watch, what you listen to, what you read, the people you hang around. be mindful of the things you imbibe into your body emotionally, spiritually, and physically.
So true.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
And otherwise, I think if we are not taking care of ourselves, right. I think we are going to end up being a generation like having excessive medical bills and that mandatory karele ka juice that we didn't ask for.
Hope you guys enjoyed our episode and we hope you are able to relate to it.
Let us know about your healthy habits that have helped you or, you know, your struggles with maintaining a healthy lifestyle as an adult.
You can either write to us on candidcarrero@gmail.com.
Nidhi, let's be real. Nobody writes emails to us.
Ouch, that hurts. Or you can even comment on our Facebook page and Instagram page. Thanks a lot, guys, for listening to us. Take care.
Bye-bye. Until the next time.